talk to Sean Hannity? Check him out on Twitter.
You can find him under at Sean Hannity.
All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show, there's a huge gun debate going on in Colorado where obviously a number of gun shootings have taken place. And now there is, quote, East Coast politics getting involved and the vice president personally leaning on Democratic legislators for their votes in a tight campaign. And Republican State Representative Carol Murray told Fox News she doesn't appreciate East Coast politics interfering in her state. Anyway, for an update on all of this, Ross Kaminsky is with us. He's on our sister station, KOA, to which station we're on. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Sean. You know, a lot of people, especially on the coast, think of Colorado as a, you know, conservative, libertarian, freedom-loving state. But in fact, we've got Democrats, a Democrat governor and Democrats in control of both houses of the state legislature. And it's funny you mention East Coast politics, because as I was sitting in a committee room today about to hear testimony on one of these bills, who should lean their head in but the local lobbyist on the payroll of Michael Bloomberg. And I am not kidding.
There's billionaire Bloomberg, the nanny mayor of my state and my city, sending his guys out there to influence people there. Well, maybe they'll be legalizing marijuana here in New York any day now.
Maybe they will. You wouldn't believe these bills that are coming through here, Sean. One of them, for example, is nominally a background check bill, but in fact it's a transfer of gun bill. And part of the problem is that these things are written by people, most of whom have never held a gun. I don't know how many have even ever seen a gun, and they're written so badly. Well, I mean, they're bad to begin with, but they're written so badly that just as an example, there was a state senator asking a question today. He pointed out that this bill would make it so that if the state senator left town and wanted to just loan his gun to his wife for the weekend so the wife could have it for protection if she wanted it, under the text of this bill, he would have to get a background check run on his wife.
Wow.
In order.
Seriously?
It's amazing.
Or your wife or your children or your grandchildren, same instance, right?
So there's an exception if the gun is a gift to those people, but not if it's a loan. If you're just loaning them the gun, you'd have to get a background check.
But if it's a gift, no background check.
If it's a gift, no background check for those few people. But it doesn't include, for example, uncles and nephews, which is, you know, a very big deal in rural Colorado, or father-in-law to son-in-law.
So what you could do is you could loan the gun to somebody, say, here's a gift. And they finish borrowing the gun. They get back from hunting or target shooting, or maybe they're threatened in some way. They give the gun back. Here's a gift.
Yes, but even in that case, then that would only be for spouses and grandparents and grandchildren.
Yep.
And very few. And I couldn't loan you a gun. Like if you said, hey, Ross, can I try out your Browning over under to go hunting? I couldn't loan it to you unless I went hunting with you.
Right. So you had to be there babysitting me.
Right, exactly.
I appreciate you being a babysitter, Ross. Thank you very much.
But some of them get even worse. The president of the state Senate here, he's put forward a bill, and I'm sure you've heard stuff like this before, but where if somebody uses a so-called assault weapon in the commission of a crime, then the gun dealer who sold them the gun and the manufacturer who made that gun would have liability. And that this bill goes even one worse. If somebody steals your gun and uses it in the commission of a crime, then if the government decides that you hadn't stored your gun properly, then you can also be sued.
Good grief.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, why don't they just come in and check on the guns themselves once a week and make sure we're storing them properly, which... Listen, it's just like somebody with a car. If you get wasted, let's say you're out in Colorado and you have a few beers, and by the way, you smoke some pot, which is legal out there. You get in your car. Well, what are we going to check the safety measures of people as they get in the car if they're stoned now? Because as sure as we're speaking here, Ross, there's going to be somebody who's stoned driving their car and they were smoking legal pot that they got in Colorado.
There's no doubt about that. And in general, you know, law enforcement here, especially the sheriff's side, very pro Second Amendment, but even local police that I've spoken to,
yeah,
they are not in favor of a lot of this stuff, in part because, as you just implied, Sean, you know, what's the ultimate end game on this? It's confiscation of guns. And the police don't want any part of that, not only because they support the Second Amendment, but also because they're afraid for their own safety if they go to try to confiscate guns.
You know, I've always looked at Colorado the way you do, and that is that the people are very independent, very Western, but yet they keep voting for Obama. Why?
The main reason is that liberals vote in liberal governments in places like where you live and in California, and they watch the liberals destroy their states, and so they leave the state that they've destroyed, and they move to Colorado. Everyone wants to live in Colorado. It's a wonderful place to live, but they move here, and then they vote for liberals. You know, and that's just what happens.
Isn't that amazing?
They don't learn the lesson.
That's why maybe we need to set up liberal states and conservative. They can have New York, California, Illinois. They can't have Colorado. Colorado's too nice.
It is too nice. We got to take it back. And I think they have so far overreached on this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you did the Joe Salazar comments on your show. They've so far overreached on this that I really think and hope it will hurt them in the next election.
Who was the idiot that actually said you should pretend fainting? And that you remember Michelle Malkin had it on her website.
Yeah, that was guidance from a Colorado university to their students.
To just pretend and faint.
Right, and also you could, if that
throw
doesn't
up
work,
on the guy,
you could try
and urinate.
Urinating or vomiting on your attacker.
Yeah, you can't really make this stuff up, can you?
No,
let me
ask
you one question, because I am intrigued at the vote on marijuana, and I guess there was one of the local papers here in New York had a story that now Colorado is going to become a big tourist destination because now marijuana is legal. How does that make you feel out there?
You know, I'm a little more libertarian than some. It doesn't bother me that much, as long as people don't drive under the influence. That's what would really bother me. But you know, one thing that I think is really interesting, there was a headline story in the Denver Post saying that the number of marijuana dispensaries in Colorado has dropped by about, it was more than half. I think it was close to two-thirds. They're going out of business left and right.
Why is that?
I think partly competition, partly state regulation, and federal regulation, all of it together. And I think the demand isn't what they expected.
Well, they might have a big tourism industry, sort of cult-like industry build up. I mean, whenever somebody, you ever have a friend of yours say they're going to Amsterdam?
Sean, I used to live in Amsterdam.
All right. Well,
and I never smoked pot, but it was very interesting. If you go to those places,
There
were almost no Dutch people in them. They were all tourists.
Yeah. But the funny thing is, somebody says they're going to Amsterdam to me, and I'm like, you're only going for one of two reasons.
Right. And I never did either of those reasons. It's a wonderful place to live, but you're
when
exactly
when did you live
right.
in Amsterdam? That's intriguing.
Yeah, but you know, if it brings tourist dollars to Colorado, that's okay with me as long as they're not driving under the influence.
Well, when did you live in Amsterdam?
1995 and 96.
So why did you go to Amsterdam then is the question.
You'll appreciate this, Sean, because Bill Clinton raised taxes, and I said, I am not going to pay taxes to this government. I'm leaving. And I gave up a $300,000 a year job to not pay taxes to Bill Clinton.
All right, so explain to me. So you go to Amsterdam. What was the tax structure there that was so favorable to you?
You know what? The tax structure nominally wasn't great, but I didn't pay them.
So you just lived off the fat of your bank account.
No, I worked, but I worked for a small American company, and we were able to sort of work it out in a way where nobody really knew what I was making. I won't name the company, so nobody gets
well,
in trouble.
But the point is, if you go abroad, let's say there was an article in one of the papers recently where all these Americans now are giving up their citizenship because they're sick and tired. If they earn money in Great Britain or any other country, then they have to still pay taxes here in the United States.
Yeah, and we're one of the only countries. I think there's only two or three countries in the world that do that. It's absolutely, and I'm not rich enough to make that decision.
No.
But you know what? If I were rich enough, I would really consider it.
Well, I got to give you a lot of credit for standing by your principles in a major way and saying, I'm out of here. I'm not paying this.
Well, you know, my son's middle name is Rand, so that says a lot about me.
Did you see me in Atlas Shrugged 2?
I haven't seen it yet.
What do you mean you haven't seen it yet?
I saw the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
What do you mean you haven't seen the second one yet? I'll mail you a copy.
All right. I'll take you up on that.
I can't believe I'm in the second one.
Well, I can't wait to see you then.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Anytime,
Ross Kaminsky is out in Colorado. He works with KOA, our sister station, for KHOW, our station out there. Thank you. 800-941-SHAWN is a number you want to be a part of the program. Let's get to our busy phones.